I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan behind the glass. This is Outkast, right?
That is correct.
Okay.
What was the name of something? My Favorite Things?
Yeah, this is their rendition of My Favorite Things.
Oh, I hear it now.
There I you love go. It. I was like, what are we listening to?
I love it.
Love it.
It is. The vibes are high.
I like it. It's a nice little upbeat rendition of it. I can get jiggy with it.
It's the holiday season. I have a candy cane on my head. Like, this is just that time of year.
Yeah, it really is.
I could listen to this. I could see myself listening to this maybe, like, you know, chilling by a fire, sipping some eggnog, for sure.
I don't get those vibes from it at all. It's a little anxiety-inducing.
This is not a relaxing song.
I mean, it's upbeat, but it's like, it's not like super chaotic to me. It's like chill enough. It's like chilling up being enough.
No.
I got to tell y'all, I was roommates with Joe Hawley, our center, for a year, and we lived off Lennox Road in Buckhead. We used to drive to Flower Branch every morning together. And he went to UNLV, like lived 4 years in Vegas, and he was big like dubstep guy.
Oh, okay.
Dude, you want to talk about 5:30 a.m., 6 a.m. on your way to Flowery Branch and like the HOV lane, dang. And he's just dubstepping. And I was like, bro.
Dubstep that early is criminal.
It really was. And I'd be like, we would do the thing, we'd rotate cars. But when we were in my car, I could put my music on, and his car put his music on. And there were just mornings I'd be like, bro, I don't know how you do this. This is crazy. Like, I feel like my eyeballs are...
I mean, I guess it'll wake you up just...
And you're like... I'm like, I didn't have my coffee yet, dude. Calm down. All right, calm down.
That's a lot.
It is.
Would he be fist pumping to it too that early?
No, man. No, he'd be half awake too. That's what's crazy. Like, he'd just be, he'd be
that's
half
his
asleep.
Coffee.
Yeah, he'd be half asleep, and I'd just be looking at him going, bro, you can't be serious right now with this.
Maybe it gets like I could see how like maybe listening to dubstep early can like get your brain kind of stimulated. That early in the morning.
Right, yeah,
in a big benefit of the doubt kind of way, yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Tomorrow morning, this is the assignment. Every single person in this studio needs to listen to dubstep on the way in and see how we react.
It would last a half a song, and I'd be like, nope, can't do it.
Can't do it.
I told you before, Michael Jackson, man. Just trust me. Man in the Mirror, Michael Jackson.
That's
gets
a really
going.
Good song, too.
Gets it flowing.
Very good. We are about to play you some audio from Raheem's presser yesterday, but like Chris mentioned during the wake-up call, we are giving away Atlanta Gladiator tickets. It's a 4-pack, so you can take the fam to an upcoming home game in 2026 at Gas South Arena. Plus, you're going to get a Georgia Lottery gift bag, a $5 Jingle Bucks scratcher. Visit georgialottery.com to find a retailer near you. Today could be the day. Call Dylan right now, 404-726-0929, and good luck. So the Falcons did get a mini bye this week with playing last Thursday. Raheem talked to the press yesterday about Drake London, said he's day-to-day at this point. Mike Hughes, yes, will be out this week. And he also talked about Brandon Dorlus and his improvement.
Dorlus, we kind of felt it a little bit last year as we kind of got him going. And then inside, which I talked about to you guys, I believe, off camera, but I talked about how hard it is to play inside of a defense and an offense. And, like, few people can do it. I mean, we've seen Christian Lindstrom doing it on the offense side of the ball and get out there and be an immediate contributor. When you go in there, things happen fast, as we know. You know, Bergeron was one of those guys that was able to do it. So now to watch Dorlus in the second year after going against Bergeron and Chris for a whole offseason, whole during the season last year, really just becoming a pain in the neck to those guys. And that's when you really start to fall in love with them. And then coming to training camp and being able to get that thing going to recapture that moment of get off, being able to talk about the superpower of being a pass rusher, being a disruptor. And he's certainly been able to do those things, right? I think he has 8 sacks or so, a bunch of different disruption. He's been able to play up and down the line of scrimmage, whether he's been at end, whether he's been at 3 technique, whether he's been at nose, whether he's been at 4-eye, 5 technique. He's done a lot of different things. He is so versatile.
Yeah, I struggle with what he's saying because I do think that he has developed a lot and he's shown a repertoire of moves. He's done a lot of good things this season, but I also think a lot of it has to do with Jeff Ulbrich. I would be curious to go back and look at all of his pressures this year, all the amount of times he's been able to get in the backfield, and look how many have come off twist stunts and how many have been just straight one-on-one pass rush. Because I think I just don't think that he would have had this level, nor a lot of these guys, the level of success that he's had in this scheme this year and Jimmy Lake's scheme last year or whatever else they're
running. Are you saying you think it's just a bunch of twist stunts? Is that what you're saying?
No, I think that the chaos they're able to create up front with the multiple directions they're going, you know, really has benefited him in a lot of different ways. It kind of lends itself to his skill set.
I think it's about the attacking style defense he wants to play, and that's what they want to do is get upfield. Their whole defense is to get upfield and to make plays and to penetrate the backfield as quickly as possible. And yeah, it does help a hell of a lot when you don't have guys playing 15 yards off the receiver, which is what Jimmy Lake wanted to do. I also think they had a plan for him. They openly had kind of said they were, I don't know, maybe they didn't say it openly. Maybe it was just something that I knew and that I talked to people about. But I remember hearing during the offseason that Dorlus was a guy that they basically redshirted.
Yeah.
They wanted him developed. And Root did a little bit of that too. I mean, it was the reason why Root didn't play till when he did, I think, into October. And, you know, a lot of people screamed bust when it was completely inaccurate. It wasn't what they were doing. They let these guys kind of develop, and they've turned – he has 7 sacks. He's turned into a really good player. He's second on the team in them. And he led the team most of the year until James Pierce, you know, basically caught fire.
Went on a heater, yeah. No doubt about it. And we've talked about this before. This is not going to be a surprise to you, but I don't buy the red shirt thing, never have. I know that's been something they've talked about, you know, spending a year, but you just can't tell me that where they were last year as a team that you wouldn't have played him up front if you thought he could affect the passer in the stretch. I don't know. I've struggled with that, and I'm just glad that Jeff Ulbrich's here, and I'll be curious to see how that all pans out.
I don't think they thought he was ready last year to do the things that maybe they either wanted him to do or the things that Jimmy Lake was going to ask him to do. So I think that explanation makes way more sense to me. Well, okay. I mean, what do you want him to say?
I think saying he redshirted sounds like it was the plan all along. If you tell me he wasn't ready to contribute in Jimmy Lake's scheme.
So they developed him? That's kind of the same thing. It's all on how you want to take it. If you want to take it and be a contrarian, you say you don't believe it. If I'm redshirting someone, it doesn't matter who's here. It matters what I'm asking him to do. And if that what I'm asking him to do is different than what I think he can do, then, I mean, there were probably still questions about him this year if he was ready completely on they wanted to do.
I remember having those conversations in training camp.
But he excelled. He came out of the he came out and played well right out of the gate. As did Rook's play. Mike and I talked this yesterday. I said Rook's played well. Just because a defensive lineman doesn't show up with a stat line that you think is adequate doesn't mean he's not doing things.
I agree with that. Yeah, I mean,
I heard that same garbage about James Pierce Jr. early in the season. You know, a lot of people, there's many people that want to hit us up on Twitter. Oh, he sucks. He's not doing anything. His stat line proves it. And it wasn't the case. He was getting pressures. He was getting those things done. And now look, now his stat line is caught up with all the success he had. He just wasn't finishing. And now his stat line showed up and everyone's changed their tune.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in and half the time I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Quickly. Does the number 1,064,500,000 mean anything to y'all?
Not off the top of my head.
Dodgers salaries.
Well, not their salaries, so to speak. So Edwin Diaz recently signed, and he's got $69 million that is going to be coming to from the Dodgers until 2047. The 1,064,500,000 is basically how much money they owe through the year 2047 to multiple players, including Shohei Ohtani, Mookie Betts, Blake Snell, Freddie Freeman, Will Smith, Tommy Edman, Tanner Scott, Teoscar Hernandez, and along with Edwin Diaz. That is the deferred money. Look, there's not a salary cap coming to baseball anytime soon, but if baseball wants to get their ish together and maybe create a more competitive balance, they've got to make a rule against this deferred payment. That is insane. It's really a way around the luxury tax as well.
For sure.
Yeah, and you're cheating the system and you're allowing it, and it's utterly ridiculous. They're going to owe $102.3 million in 2038 and 2039 in deferred payment in those seasons alone. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's a mockery of the sport and of the luxury tax. And baseball thinks they don't have a problem. That's a problem. That much deferred payment to a team is a problem. And until someone in baseball steps in and tells Scott Boras to get bent and tells the Dodgers ownership to get bent on these how they're screwing the system, nothing's going to change, and we might see the Dodgers win 4 or 5 in a row. They're at what, they've 2 in a row already?
I agree, man.
I don't see anything stopping it. It's the problem in baseball. Someone needs to step in.
Well, this Friday, you can join us, the morning shift at Publix at Paces Ferry, for a special broadcast. Come on in, get your supplies for the weekend football parties. Come say hi to us as we do the show live from the store. It's all brought to you by Publix. Feed your fandom, feel the hype this year with Publix. Coming up, we've got senior writer for Sports Illustrated, Pat Forty, joining us next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. and a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.